ago still runs on it, and you have this, it's something that you can still get Linux to run on a 386. It's something that a Pentium is overkill for most of the things that you use these things for. So it's something that Microsoft is going to have to do some rethinking, I think. And you'll have the diehard Microsoft fans that go out and get Longhorn and blow. Well, at the time it'll be $2,000. You can't even build a system that'll run Longhorn yet. Right now, I mean, from what I've heard, it's an incredible resource hog. And they're going to see their numbers. Plus, the thing Microsoft is having a problem with is competing with themselves right now. They've sold Office 2000 as, the best Office suite ever, and now they have Office 2003. They're having a hard time convincing people to switch because Office 2000 does everything you really need. You got your word processor, it does, all these little extra features. It's fairly easy to use. So it's something that Microsoft's having is seeing some number of problems. The fact that OpenOffice is out there and it's for free instead of $500, means they're gonna have to change their price model. They're gonna have to change a lot of things to get people to stay that way. One other thing I see Microsoft doing that I think is wrong is that they are actually getting more draconian in their licensing schemes. So they're getting people to do subscriptions to pay over and over and over for the rights to use their operating system and their software. And it's like, well, what are you getting for that? I can do the same functionality and with a lot more freedom using the open source equivalents. And it's not there isn't really thing that you can point to that the open source equivalents can't do. And if there is, it's very easy to find someone to make them do that. So, which is the advantage of open source. So, the average person will need to care about Linux because it will start showing up. It's already starting to show up at Walmart, where if you go and buy a PC from Walmart, you get a Windows machine, which is a Linux machine. That's going to be more and more common. And as the software vendors cater more and more to the Linux community, I think that at least knowing what that is and knowing where that fits, it is going to be more and more visible to the end users. The other thing that I think is important to end users are being able to run their software. And when Longhorn comes out and when as these operating systems come out, a lot of this old software still needs to run. And that's actually one of the amazing things about Linux is that you have the ability to run older software, even not older Linux software. There's emulators and environments to run old DOS software and Mac software and on your PC. So you've got this incredible collection of software out there that Linux runs that Microsoft has pretty much abandoned. And so as people, find the need or have the need for that, Linux is really the only way to go with that in that direction. So, I should tell a story about I there's a system that we had that is a robotic controlled system that ran on an old Mac, and the software vendor and the robot vendor disappeared a long time ago, but we didn't really want to keep this old Mac up and running, so we actually had a plan that we'd have this emulator that ran Mac software running on a PC that we could keep up to date, and so we could still control this robotic system, even though that software vendor.